business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions.
Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Welcome to episode 17 of Not a Real Job, a podcast about digital marketing for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and anyone who just wants to learn a little bit more about how to use the internet to market themselves or their business. I am Joel Kelly, and I do social media strategy and execution for travel and tourism brands out of Nova Scotia, Canada.
And I am Chris Van Patten, and I do website design and product development in New York City.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about social media advertising. You know, social media is what I work in. And of course, what we spend most of our time focusing on is the organic side of it. So the unpaid side of getting people's attention and getting them on site and converting that way. And we've talked a lot about that sort of thing on previous episodes. But I thought we would talk a little bit about the paid side of it, how you can use, you know, a little bit of money to give your marketing the extra boost. The reason why I thought it could be interesting to talk about that today is that Twitter very recently, well, actually, it was just last week, started allowing the small business side of their promoted tweet platform to work in Canada. So I do a lot of Twitter ads for our clients, but we do it on the, you know, kind of the bigger end of it where, you know, you spend a decent amount of money, you get yourself a rep at Twitter who helps you manage your campaign and all that. But what you can also do is just make your own ads. You don't get, you know, a rep at Twitter to walk you through it. You just kind of you're on your own a little bit. But you're able to just set it up, hook it to your own credit card and, you know, and run ads. So thought I'd talk a little bit about that today. Have you ever run promoted tweets, Chris?
I have not. I haven't actually played at all with Twitter's stuff, which I guess I should. I was talking to a client recently and she was sort of going, she has somebody else who handles it for her and just explaining all the features. And it seems like a cool platform. So,
yeah, I recommend checking out the advertising platform just for the extra analytics it gets you if you do advertisements. It'll, in fact, for some accounts, I think it depends on how many followers you have. I don't know how they decide it. They'll give you at ads.twitter.com. They'll give you access to their analytics information, even if you don't have any campaigns running. But sometimes it won't, depending on. I think you just have to have probably over a certain number of followers. I don't know what the number is, but it's worth checking out. I recommend that to our listeners. Just go to ads.twitter.com, log in with your regular Twitter credentials, and see if it gives you at the top of your screen, at the, you know, on the dashboard, there might be analytics information that you can go through. So that's pretty cool. The different things it'll tell you is it'll give you a graph of your follower count. It'll also give you your tweet performance, so you can look at all, you know, your recent tweets and see which ones perform the best. You can sort them by, you know, the ones that did good, the ones that did the best, and then you can just see them based on date. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. So our strategy for that I use at my at our company and for my clients is the idea of paid organic engagement. So that is, of course, an oxymoron. But what it really means is using a bit of ad money to really boost things that were already performing well or already likely to perform well when we're boosting posts. And that works for both Facebook and Twitter. So what we do is see a post that we've made either on Facebook or Twitter that would get a decent amount of organic engagement. And then we put ad money behind that to send it out to an even wider audience. And that gets it, you know, on more people's timelines and news feeds. And then it just builds from there. Instead of trying to boost something that isn't going to perform well, which, I mean, what's the point of that anyway? Put money behind something that is likely to do fairly well. So an interesting photo, you know, a sale or something that people would be interested in. Put some money behind that. And you don't have to spend very much, and that will get it rolling. And you just have to do that for a little bit, and then it'll keep carrying on its own. The way both Twitter and Facebook work is that if people start interacting with your content, those platforms go, oh, well, this must be interesting. Let's send it out to even more people. And you can juice that with ads. So get your posts on some more people's news feeds, you know, on Facebook with some ad money, and then, you know, do that for a day and then pause it and it'll just roll on its own.
That's great.
Yeah, which I mean, I think that's probably the most effective way of doing it. And the other big thing for both these platforms is paying to get either more likes on your page or promoting your account to get more followers, so that the next time you do something, you'll get more organic spread. Making sure, of course, that you know, you're targeting the right people who would be interested in your content. They just haven't seen you yet. For Facebook, I always recommend just doing the you know, you've seen it a million times, your friend likes, you know, it'll show up in your, you know, your newsfeed or on the right hand side of your screen on Facebook, and it'll say, you know, Chris Van Patten likes Walmart. And then you go, oh, well, if Chris is into this, maybe I should check it out, too. And you click that like button. That's really the most effective way of getting extra likes on Facebook. And you can target them very specifically as well. So you can do something like only target the friends of people who already like my page and who are interested in, say, you know, and you can put in some broad interest categories there as well, or only women, only college grads, things like that, to make it even more precise. And that'll get you a good base of people who are likely to be interested in your product or your business. So you're not wasting your ad money, and you can get that down to something like, you know, under $1 a like, even with some good targeting, which I think is pretty reasonable.
So going back to Twitter, you ran an ad, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, for the Not a Real Job account.
I did.
So can you tell us a little bit about that? Like, how much did you pay? It's great. Like, we're closing this podcast. I have no idea. but yeah, I'd be curious to hear, you know, what you put into it and how you feel the results turned out.
I'll admit it didn't go super well because I didn't put enough time into making sure that the targeting was good. And this is really a good, you know, kind of counter example of how you can, you know, spend more money than would be necessary if your targeting isn't done well. So what I did, let's see, I've got both of them open here. So I did two things. I promoted a tweet and I promoted just our account to get us some more followers. And we did get, you know, 5 extra followers. Of course, I think we lost a couple at the same time, so it probably all balanced out. But for the promoted tweet, like I said, I didn't say it. We were promoting our free episode. So I was promoting a tweet about episode 12. The way I targeted it was you can target your tweet and get it sent out to people who are similar to the followers of certain Twitter accounts. So, you know, I mean, Twitter's actually pretty good at this. Like, you're on your screen and it'll recommend, you know, people you should follow. Usually that's pretty good, especially if you've just followed, you know, a bunch of people. It'll give you example ones. So basically Twitter's able to figure out, you know, you are similar to the followers of this Twitter account. Maybe you should follow them. So I put a few things in there. So I did, you know, Dan Benjamin, who runs the 5x5 network. I figured people who listen to those podcasts might be interested in ours. NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, HuffPost, Small Business Association, and a couple others, like that sort of thing. I targeted the people who are similar to the followers of those accounts. And I also targeted people like our own followers. And I also put in some general interest as well. So people interested in marketing, people interested in entrepreneurship, people interested in small business, nonprofits, people who follow career news and general information, some financial news, people who are interested in search engine optimization. And I just targeted it to the US. I didn't go any more specific than that. And yeah, I did that. Let me see how much. I think I spent like $50 on that. And it got us 127 people clicked on that tweet. So that's not too bad. That's not click-throughs to the website. Always have to explain that. That's people who saw the tweet and clicked within, you know, the text. Mm-hmm. That gets logged as a click. So, you know, basically Twitter saying 127 people found it at least mildly interesting. And one person actually followed us based on seeing that tweet. So we had an engagement rate of 0.78%, which isn't, you know, actually, it's not bad. I always shoot for an engagement rate of, you know, at least over 1%. That's usually pretty good on Twitter. And we had 16,000 impressions. So our tweet about our free episode turned up in 16,000 timelines.
So and that was
bad. No, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I mean, it's just if I was doing this for, you know, a client, I would have spent a lot more time checking in on it. Basically, I just kind of set this and left it and just figured I'd check in later.
Sure.
And for a promoted account, like I said, we got 5 followers and I think I spent. Exactly. Like another $50 on that. So basically, it cost $1.41. Every time someone interacted with that tweet, and we got, you know, like I said, 5 or 6 followers out of it. So overall, it was kind of an example of spending too much money because I wasn't paying enough attention to it. But it's pretty cool. And as a test for doing the small business side of it, you know, now that it accepts Canadian credit cards, was pretty fun. Actually, I sent an email to my rep at Twitter a couple days ago, and I was like, I tried to do the small business thing and it wouldn't accept a Canadian credit card. He's like, yeah, it doesn't currently work right now, but, you know, stay tuned. It should be, you know, working for Canadians pretty soon. And then the next day, Twitter put the blog post out there saying it was up and running.
Your fault. You made that happen.
Yeah. So I was like, that timing was pretty good to have been interested in it. So that's really promoted tweets.
And I'm looking at our analytics right now, so I don't know exactly where this came from. I don't know. There's probably like an event or something that's been created here, but we got more hits on episode 12 last week in the past 7 days than we did on episode 16, which was the latest episode within the past 7 days. So clearly, either people just saw the tweet in their stream regularly, or, you know, maybe those were ad views. But it did increase the number of hits on that page, which is more than we got for any of the other episodes by at least 100%. So something happened there, which is a good thing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, honestly, I think for most people, I recommend not doing promoted tweets until you've got a good base of organic followers so that Twitter knows, you know, what type of follower you currently have and can send your tweets and your promoted account out to people similar to that. I think, again, for us, the fact that we don't have, you know, a huge amount of Twitter followers, because we hadn't really been using the account until very recently, had an effect on that as well. Twitter didn't really know who our followers are, couldn't get a good picture of the type of person it is. So we spent more as it was, you know, struggling to find people to send our account out to.
It'll be interesting to see if Twitter makes changes to the ad platform as they start to bring in more of these small businesses from around the world to sort of accommodate people like us who, you know, aren't their big ad clients and don't have their own ad reps and maybe have less than 100 followers or whatever, and see what they can do to make it more effective for these people too. Like, I think Facebook has done a really great job of that.
Oh, yeah. And that's all of this is to say right now, the Twitter advertising platform, I recommend checking it out. You know, I recommend putting a very small amount of money in it just to get a good sense of it. But it is not ready for most small businesses to be using it yet. I mean, I use it for, you know, some of our clients' Twitter accounts, which have, you know, tens of thousands of followers who are high end luxury travel brands that really have a good sense of who their type of follower it is. And it can be hugely effective. We can get, you know, spend enough money and get a couple thousand more qualified followers and, you know, drive good traffic. The conversion rate from visitors who see your tweets is still generally much, much lower than the conversion rate you get from a visitor from Facebook. So, I mean, like, there's still even a long way for it to go as for a larger advertiser. Right now, Twitter ads, I don't. Maybe we can like do a, you know, a buy versus pass thing on our account. Right now, I would pass on putting a huge investment into Twitter ads for your small business until the platform gets a little bit better or until you have a really strong following on Twitter. And I definitely recommend Facebook ads and getting yourself good qualified likes on your page.
Just sort of to speaking to Twitter ads, and I agree that, you know, I haven't done too much playing with them myself, but I think they're still trying to figure out exactly what Twitter ads are going to be. But I do like a lot that it's not with Facebook. I think you have very sort of limited options of here's how your ad is going to look, and you just kind of have to deal with it. You know, you can put in your own picture or text, but ultimately they control that format, and Twitter does as well. But I like that they're creating more formats. So I know there are lead gen cards that you can do, so you can subscribe to an email list right through a Twitter card that you can push out on advertising. And I know they're working on a lot of different types of those. So I think Twitter's not right now in a good place for small business owners, but I think it's showing a lot of promise in a way, and maybe more diversity and interactivity in a way that Facebook is not. I think Twitter's saying
totally,
like, it's okay to go outside of us. Whereas Facebook ads, to me, or at least the most effective ones, are really concentrated on building your network within Facebook.
Yeah. That's very interesting. I would say the most effective thing from Facebook for me is, like I said, getting really good qualified likes on your page and boosting the engagement on posts that are already doing well, that have a link, a compelling, interesting link back to your website. That's my recommendation for small businesses on Facebook. Those two things. On Twitter, promote your account. And I'm glad you brought up the Twitter card. So one of those cards that Twitter allows you to do, so basically a different type of tweet, is the lead generation cards. So you can, I think they allow this in the small business platform. I know they do for the larger one. Basically, you can get people to opt in to a newsletter directly in a tweet. Facebook already has your name and Twitter already has your name and your email address. So as an advertiser, I could put a tweet in your timeline that, you know, says sign up today for exclusive offers. You can say, oh, that sounds cool. Click the sign up button and your name and email address goes into a newsletter. And then, you know, we capture that lead. The only issue with that is that you should know what you're willing to spend on a lead long before you go down that path, because you can end up spending a ton of money getting that tweet out to enough people that you get a decent number of signups, and you should know how much you're willing to spend per lead. Like, you know, before you do that, know whether $300-$400 per lead, you know, is worth it to you. Course, for some, it can be much, much lower, but you can easily end up in that range, especially depending on if you don't have a super compelling reason for people to sign up to newsletters. We've actually, you know, I've had to discourage some clients from doing it because basically, you know, unless you're going to offer a really good incentive within the tweet, you're just going to end up spending way too much money to get people to sign up.
Yeah. And I think generally speaking, that advice, not specifically with the lead gen cards, but I mean, with any ad platform, you need to know what you're willing to spend per, I guess, metric in a way. So how much are you willing to spend to get a like? How much are you willing to spend to get a click through to your website? And keep an eye on that, you know, and be flexible to change. Maybe, you know, you want to spend $1 per like, but it's actually more like $1.25 is what Facebook's able to get it down to, you know, and be willing to check on things and take the time there.
Yeah, totally. I think that is where Facebook performs much better than Twitter still, is the ability to decide what metric you're going to put money behind. So basically, every time you do an ad on Facebook, you decide whether the first two things are you going to pay per impression, so a CPM buy, a cost per thousand impressions, or are you going to buy based on clicks, so a CPC buy, so how much you'll spend per click. And Facebook will also offer to optimize it, you know, themselves. They'll decide, you know, what the best price is. And their Facebook optimization isn't too bad.
It's really not. And I mean, even in the latest versions of their ad platform, and maybe this is different when you're a big agency, I don't know how that works for Facebook ads, but right now, as it stands, if you're just a small business owner and you have a page, you go on to buy an ad, they don't actually even bring up CPMs and CPCs and all that stuff unless you specifically click to show that. They'll actually ask you right at the beginning, like, what's your goal here? Do you want more likes on your page? Do you want more click-throughs? And then guide you through creating an ad that's going to do that. So Facebook, if you're sort of drowning in all this talk and you don't really know what to do, Facebook has your back there, and they're really going to help guide you through and make it super, super easy to create a well-performing ad.
Yeah, and make sure if you have more questions about this sort of thing for us, please just send us questions. I know, you know, over the last 15, 20 minutes, I've been kind of just rambling about a bunch of different, ideas about this. So send us questions and happy to do another episode about one specific element of this. I do, you know, do a lot of these types of ads. So ask me something specific and I'm sure we can get you interesting answers.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that's probably as good a place as any to tie things up for the week.
Sounds good. As we were saying, we do have a Twitter account that we are now using more again. So check us out at NarjCast, NARJCast.
We have a website, notarealjob.com. You should probably go there. Check us out. And again, you can submit questions at notarealjob.com, info@notarealjob.com. If you just want to yell at us, or if you, I don't know, want us to talk about your thing or what, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. Just email us.
Yeah. Talk to us. We're nice people. We are on Twitter, each of us separately, Chris Van Patten and Joel Kelly. And you can find those links as well on the notarealjob.com website.
Cool. All right. Cool. Bye, everybody.
Talk to you next week.